Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking some questions. The number is 646-716-9663. I'm very pleased to have Julie Bentley with me today. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Star. How are you?
I am feisty today. So, I see the name of your website is divatothedivine.com. And tell us who Samuel is and tell us something interesting about Samuel and your history with Samuel.
Well, Samuel is my guardian angel, and he first appeared to me when I was 4 years old. My family and I, we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the time. And I awoke one late evening, and there was this very tall angel, male angel, standing next to my bed. And I had no fear. I felt unconditional love and peace from him. And being that children are very innocent, I looked up at him and asked him, you know, who are you? And he looked at me and he said, "Well, my beloved child, I am your guardian angel. My name is Samuel." And he said, "I'm here to let you know that we would like you to be an ambassador to the angelic realm and introduce people to their angels." And so he and I had a very long discussion. And for about the next 5 days, he came to me at night. And, you know, we would talk all about God and angels in the angelic realm. And so anyway, so I have been an angel intuitive since then. And what I love about Samuel is he really has become a mentor and he has enriched my life in so many ways. My connection to the angels and the angelic realm have really brought a lot of joy and happiness into my life. And also what I love is that I get to introduce other people to their angels. And I do that through my angel readings.
And so, you can find out about your angel readings on your website?
Correct. And www, of course, Diva, but it's D-E-V-A, divatothedivine.com. And so, Diva to Divine, it's all, you know, one word.
Well,
so,
yeah.
That's my website. And then I'm also on Twitter. And I also have a YouTube channel in which I make angel videos. So there are times when either Samuel or, you know, one of the archangels like Michael or Gabriel, they'll come to me with a message that they want me, you know, to put out. And so I make these little videos to help introduce people to angels and the angelic realm.
Wow, Julie Bentley, look for that on YouTube and join her on Twitter. Julie, what, mm-hmm. I mean, I've studied angels. I've worked with angels mm-hmm. before myself. And I imagine that most people howl a little bit. Tell me what you know about angels that most of us have not probably learned yet.
Well, everybody has the ability to communicate with their angels. And angels communicate with us telepathically, and they also communicate with us through our dreams. So when I introduce someone to their angel, I basically do a reading for them in which I provide them the name of their angel, what the physical description of their angel is, because when our angels appear to us for the first time, They will always appear to us in a human physical form because that's what's familiar and comfortable to us, because our angels never want to frighten us. So, like I said, when they appear to us, it's in a human form. So I give them a description, the physical description of their angel. And then also, our angels always want to provide us messages of guidance that inspire us and uplift us. So in the reading, you know, my client's angel will give me a specific message for them that, you know, that applies only to them. And then also, too, in the reading, the angel will also, our angels always have gifts for us, whether it be, you know, sometimes they will give us our favorite flower as a gift. They'll give us a jewel, a precious jewel, like a sapphire or an emerald or a diamond, or sometimes they give us the gift of a spiritual guide, an animal. And so also in the reading, you know, each angel has a specific gift for their human. So that's also in the reading. And then I always answer three questions that people have specifically for their angel. And, you know, most people ask about their careers or their love life or, you know, their family. And, you know, also, too, the angels give me specific affirmations for my clients to use. So
so you get a custom affirmation from your angel. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
exactly.
So what else has Samuel taught you about angels, other people's angels in general?
Well, okay. So, you know, our angels are these incredible beings of love and light. And a lot of people think that most angels are nothing more than religious icons because you read about them in the Bible. But actually, all of my interactions with angels have actually been, you know, very spiritual. They're actually very spiritual beings. And so their number one priority in our life is to help, you know, our happiness is their number one priority. And so our angels are always longing to have contact with us. They want to have a relationship with us. They want to be able to, you know, talk to us on a daily basis and provide us guidance that helps to make our lives go smoother. Like if we have a problem that's really bothering us and we just can't seem to solve it, all we have to do is consult with our angel. And our angel will actually give us the best solution that's for our highest good to resolve that problem. So, you know, that's why it's really important to have a relationship with your angel, because it will really improve your life on every single level. You'll see more abundance come into your life. You'll see that your relationships, you know, will really improve with, you know, your various family members. Like if you're not getting along with your sister, well, you know, when you talk to your angel then talks to your sister's angel, and all of a sudden you're starting to get along with your sister, and any issues that the two of you had, any misunderstandings, they get resolved. They just go away. And all of a sudden you have this harmonious relationship with your sister. And that's because your angel has helped facilitate that. But you have to give your angel the opportunity to facilitate that.
Correct. And you know, I've got one angel, and this angel's just a teeny bit on angelic. When I ask him a question, he'll say, "You already know that answer. You got to be kidding. You teach that in one of your classes." You know,
well, Samuel does the same thing to me as well. Like sometimes I'll ask him a question and he'll go, "Come on, Julie, you already know the answer to that." Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, like he'll kind of joke around with me and I'll go, "But Samuel, I need to hear it from you." And so he'll just chuckle at me and go, "Okay," and then, you know, he'll tell me you know, he'll tell me the answer. But I know what you're talking about, Star. Yeah. Like, it is funny how they'll tell you, come on, you already know the answer to that.
Well, you know, he taught me something. The difference between an answer and the difference between a confirmation. When I know something is like 97%, but I still feel that 3% doubt, I can get a confirmation. It's not an answer from him. It's a confirmation.
Right.
So, you know, and then sometimes when I'm sitting in a room with people's angels, I say something like, and who's got a headache or who needs this and this, the angels start flapping up around. Or if those particular angels don't have wings, they start spiraling upward, pointing at their human. And I, you know, in the first 5 or 6 years I taught classes, I break out laughing in the middle of the class because the spirit guides and the angels were like, this one, you know. And people would say, why are you laughing? This is a serious question. I'd go, you should see what the spirit guides and angels. And they just look at me.
Then I'll share a funny experience with you then. Okay, so, like, you know, I have the ability to see people's angels. So what's really funny is, like, say, I'll be in line at the post office, and I'll be standing there, and I don't necessarily see Samuel, but I feel his presence on the right, you know, on the right-hand side of my body. So he'll be standing next to me, and what it is I can literally see everybody's angel standing next to them in line. And every once in a while, like, a person, like, I, you know, a person three people ahead of me, his angel will turn around and go, psst, I need you to give a message to my human being. And then I'll look at the angel and I'm like, okay, well, what's the message? And he'll, you know, the angel will tell me. So then I'll kind of, like, get out of line, go up to that person and say, okay, I know this is going to sound really weird, but your angel has a message for you. And I'll give that person the message. Now, sometimes they'll look at me like I'm insane and crazy. And then other times I've had people, like, burst into tears because they'll say, oh, my God, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. You know, thank you so much. You've really, you know, lifted a great burden off my shoulders. I can't thank you enough. And, you know, and then I will feel so touched and honored that I was given that opportunity to impact that person's life in such a positive way. And sometimes, you know, they'll ask me, you know, can you give me more information about my angels? And then other times people will – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you off your meds? What's going on here, you know?
I mean, some people will. I mean, they will look at me like I'm crazy. And then I just say, sorry, and go get back into line.
You know, so. I guess the most other people's angels ask my angel is, how did you get your human to listen?
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a workshop or something, and the students are all sitting with me, and the angels are in the back of the church, and they're all sitting there going, how did you... Okay, Star's angel, tell us, how did you get Star to listen? And they're all like in their own little class because they so desperately want their humans to listen.
Yes, yes. I mean, Star, that's my exact point too, is that, you know, our angels, they want to make contact with us. They're longing to make contact with us. So when I get requests for angel readings, that person's angel is just doing a happy dance. That angel is just smiling from ear to ear. They're like, oh, you know, like almost like, thank God my human being is finally, you know, attempting to make contact with me. I've been longing to, you know, to talk to my human and have contact and, you know, possibly have this relationship with my human. They're so thrilled. And I always make a point of writing that in the reading, that, you know, your angel's been longing to make contact with you and is just so thrilled and happy to finally have gotten through to you, because our angels are always trying to get our attention. As you know, they're always trying to do something to get our attention, whether it's like, you know, our favorite song. Like, okay, sometimes if I'm being a little stubborn and I'm not listening to Samuel like I should be, what he'll do is, There's this Eurythmic song about angels. And so what will happen is I'll get in my car, that song will play. I could go into the grocery store, that song will be playing. Basically, I could go to Starbucks, and that song will be playing. And then I'll go, okay, Samuel, I get it. Okay, tell me what I need to know. I'm open. I'm sorry I was being stubborn and pigheaded. But that's what it is. That's what it is. Our angels try to do things to get our attention. And so when they do finally have an opportunity to connect with us, they are so happy.
Now, I learned something from my angel that I didn't. I mean, I know angels are above all the laws, but they said when you're in a car driving, they can't go faster than the legal speed limit. They can, but they can't. So always drive the legal speed limit. I have a girlfriend. Her name's Joanna, and she drives right down the middle of the road. She thinks that the yellow line in the middle, you have to aim your car on half of it.
Right.
And she doesn't think she's a bad driver. And anytime I see her, I see her angels with tire prints all over them where they got out, and I guess they rescued her car or something. They actually looked like kids had run back and forth laying rubber on the angels. And they're all tattered, and I say, oh, angels, and they just shake their head. I think the funniest thing that ever happened to me with angels was I was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting at the edge of the park, and the Mardi Gras was going on, and it was late for me, 10:30 or something like that. And I saw these people drunk and dancing, and all of a sudden I looked, and the whole park area was covered with like 200 angels, and the party was on the other street, the other side of the street. And one of the angels came up to me and said, my human only acts like this during Mardi Gras, and several of the other angels were, yeah. So anytime I see that commercial, what happens in Las Vegas, stays in Las Vegas, I think of all the angels huddling someplace in Las Vegas going, my person only acts like this when they're in Vegas, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. The
I was
going to
say
stories.
No, like to see, like when you see like a big gathering of angels, it is really amazing. That's like from time to time when I've gone to Los Angeles and at sunrise, I'll go to the beach. And you will like there's a scene in The City of Angels where you see like hundreds of angels standing at the beach as the sun is rising. Well, that was exactly my experience too. Like I remember going on the beach at sunrise, and I'm with Samuel, and I can literally see like 500 angels standing at the beach facing the sun as it was coming up, and it was this incredible, glorious experience. And I remember turning to Samuel and saying, this reminds me of a scene from the movie City of Angels with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage. And so Samuel smiles at me and goes, well, where do you think that scene came from? And I said, does this happen every single morning? He goes, Julie, on every beach across the world, there are literally hundreds of angels that stand on the beach and, watch the sun rise and welcome the sun into a brand new day. But, I mean, I can just remember being blown away seeing like 500 angels all standing on the beach.
Yes, I had another experience. I think I was in someplace in Minnesota, and I had another workshop. I had 400 people in my workshop. So I gave them assignment, and across from the conference hall, there was this rather large restaurant with maybe 100 tables or more, with four seats at a table. And I gave them assignment, and I went in there, and I asked the waitress, I says, can I have an iced tea? And she goes, yes, I'm so busy. It's so crowded in here. There was one person and 100 and some angels sitting at those tables. There's one other person in the restaurant. She didn't get it. But I looked up and I looked around. The angels were sitting at the tables talking. people were in the seminar doing some type of exercise mm-hmm. that their spirit guides were helping them with.
Right.
And I go, you know, that's very interesting that certain people can feel a room is crowded and there'll be no humanoid in it.
Yeah.
But there'll be spirit guides and angels, and certain people can't feel anything.
Right. That's a good, well, that's the whole thing. Like, okay, some of my clients will come to me for an angel reading because they'll tell me, for years now, I have felt this energetic presence around me. I didn't know if it's a deceased loved one, if it's a spirit guide, if it's an angel. So, you know, I want to find out who it is. And then there are other clients that come to me and they have no idea. Like, they never feel any presence of any angels. They just are interested in angels, so they'll come to me for a reading. So it is amazing how some people are very sensitive, and they do. They sense the presence of angels, you know, all around them.
My dog, when an angel or spirit guide walks into my church, my dogs will follow them from the front door to them coming into the church with their eyes. And when my little dog was smaller, he hop and skip next to them.
Yes.
I know that dogs can see that. Now, there's a particular type of angel, and this angel is called a cherub. And it is a fat, chubby little thing in the air.
Yeah.
And it's usually an angel to a clown, somebody who's really mm-hmm. funny, to a troublemaker, and not as much as a bad type troublemaker, but somebody who pushes people's buttons.
Yes.
And they always have this little bow and arrow. And to me, the cherubs have a distinctly different energy. I've been teaching since 1958, so I'm 76 years old.
Well, I'm 52, Star.
In the 60s, I saw cherub maybe once or twice a year around the, you know, the leaders or instigators of whatever
right.
peace movement we were having.
Uh-huh.
In the 70s, it came about one angel per thousand. After 1995, it's about two cherubs per every 10 people. So
wow.
I've noticed that as the decades go by, that the cherub, which what used to not be, you know, portrayed as Cupid, used to
right.
not be that popular is. In the 60s and so, people had one guardian angel that went from
mm-hmm.
lifetime to lifetime with them, and a couple of more. Now, my average person has 6 to 7 angels,
mm-hmm.
and I once met a person in India who looked like they had 200 angels.
Wow.
You know, it was just, I couldn't breathe. I was holding my
right.
breath. There were so many angels.
Yeah.
But
well,
I noticed
go ahead.
They picked up from the 60s to the teen years that we're in, the amount of angels every person has beside them and the amount of cherubs has increased significantly.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like, I know everybody has a guardian angel. And like for me, my experience has been, there have been times when I've done angel readings where, you know, a person will have, like two guardian angels will come through. Like my mother. My mother has Thomas and Angelique. That's, you know, those are her two angels. And so anyway, so they've come through in readings. And also, too, some people, this is kind of rare, but some people will actually have twin guardian angels. I've done readings for at least 7 people that had twin guardian angels, and that's, you know, that's really a very unique experience.
It is, and you know what I associate that with? I
mm-hmm.
associate that with in the first 1,000 cells where there were two ova fertilized, and one of the ovas dies.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were twins at birth, and I associate those twin angels being there, and the angel from the baby that died sticks to the one that's alive.
Yes.
So I want to tell you about another angel. And
good.
This is an angel that stays with a little girl or a little boy till they come into puberty, and this is the angel that runs to mommy and says, they're in the cookie jar. They're playing in the mud. So the mother's so psychic with the children, and the little children have great talks with their mommy and daddy or whatever it is. And when the minute they hit puberty, that angel doesn't dare leave their side. So the mother and daddy sound something like this. I used to be so close. I used to know what my baby was thinking. Now that she or he's a teenager, I don't know what they're thinking. And I've seen this angel that ran back and forth to mommy and daddy and told everything to protect the child. And when they hit their teens, they so desperately need that angel not to leave its side that it stops communicating.
Well, in fact, I was going to say, Star, I'll be honest, like, you know, all through my childhood, my connection with Samuel was really strong. And then once I became a teenager, because my focus, of course, at that point was boys and my friends, it's like I kind of lost touch with him. I mean, I know that he was communicating with me the whole time. It's just that I blocked him. Like, I just, you know, was not listening to any of his communications. And in fact, when I was 16, I was in a very bad car accident where I was actually ejected from the car that I was in. And I landed in a pile of snow because that's where Samuel put me. When I awoke, there was not a scratch on me. But the two other passengers were severely injured. They had to be taken away by ambulance, and both of them required hours of emergency surgery. And yet here I am, I'm actually thrown out of the car and there's not a scratch on me.
Well,
and it go ahead.
You're lucky Samuel was there, even though you might have not been listening.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'll never forget that incident, because I'll be honest, when I woke up, I didn't see him physically, but I felt his presence, and then it was kind of like, oh, yes, Samuel. Like, I knew that Samuel had protected me during that accident, and that was the reason why I walked away from that accident without a scratch, because the car was completely totaled. In fact, when the police officer arrived at the scene, he was surprised that, you know, that there were actually people still alive from this accident. It was that bad. So, like I said, that's the other thing, too. Our angels do protect us, you know, from physical harm.
And also from social harm. I think maybe it was 68, and I was going to a party in San Francisco. And I'm going and I'm looking at the people in the elevator, and they're a little bit more drugged up, a little bit more crazed than I'd like. We get to the floor where the party is, and my spouse guy said, don't get out, don't get out, don't get out. My angel was going, don't get out. My angel was pushing me back to the back wall of the elevator. So
right.
I went, okay, I'm not that invested. I rode down. I came out the front door, and six cop cars were emptying up to go upstairs and bust that party.
Wow.
And I don't know what circumstances or whatever, you know, whatever direction I was supposed to go. I knew that was not the direction.
I know chills just went through my whole body as you're telling me this story. Wow.
And you just got to listen. I think our biggest sin is not listening to our intuition,
I agree,
to our angels, and to our spirit.
Well, that's...
We're coming
that's
up
like when
here
I was 22.
On our half-hour break. So let's take a deep breath and sense our angels around us.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Our number is 646-716-9663. Give us a call. And I've seen angels, like, send a dog for help. You know what I mean? I've seen angels, you know, send a dog to get help. Long time ago, I was living in Chicago when I had one old lady that I really liked, three buildings down up on the second floor. And she had something small, 10-pound little doggy, and I liked him a lot. And I was coming home one night, and that doggy came, and it grabbed my pants leg and started pulling me. And I went, uh-oh, something's wrong. And I went over there, and she had passed out on the floor. And I went down and got the manager and, you know, got the key, and we went in there and called an ambulance for her. But I've seen angels send dogs for help.
Yes. Well, just like, remember on YouTube a couple years ago, there was that one video of, it was in Alaska, and the people kind of like lived out in the country, and it was during the wintertime, and their house was on fire. And the actual like fire truck and the police were having a hard time finding the street. And all of a sudden, this huge German Shepherd comes out of nowhere and like runs up to the police car, because this is all on video. And the German Shepherd is barking at the police car, and turns around and starts running down the street. And the police follow him, and the dog leads them right to the house that was on fire that they were trying to find. And I know, the family's angels definitely sent that dog to go, you know, to go direct the police to the right house.
And I'm sure that everybody who's listening to us at one point or time encountered a dog or a cat or something that actually conveyed some type of message to them, something needed help, don't go there, you know, or something. And the angels can really, really, really get dogs to do and cats to do what they
want.
And it's pretty impressive.
I agree with you, Star. Yeah, because I have three cats of my own, and when you were mentioning that your dogs can see angels, my cats see angels around my place all the time, especially my oldest cat, Ellie. That's like all of a sudden she'll start looking up at a wall, and she'll just start purring and purring, and I know that basically like she sees Samuel or she's seeing other angels, you know, in my place. So I agree with you, like, angels and our pets have such a strong connection.
They do. I have something called the Angel Services that I was guided to channel several years ago. And there's two parts to it. The angels say something and the humans say something back. I'm going to have Sean email you some of those.
Oh, I would love that.
Really, really impressive. So I have the people break up into two groups, the angels and humans, and then people read the angels part, and the humans say the human parts, and then I trade sides, so everybody gets to read the angels part, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing there, Mark? Do we have any callers? He's probably screening somebody right now.
Okay. And I want to tell you, Sean is amazing. I really appreciate your assistant. He was just so helpful, you know, setting up
so
the show and everything.
I am so blessed with him. And
yeah.
He just had a teeny little baby.
Oh.
Girl, just about a month ago. And I look in her eyes and I go, oh, shit, here's another master being born to teach me, you know? Yeah. You look at those eyes and you think, I'm a cute, cutesy, woochy little baby, boo boo. And then all of a sudden it just looks back at you and you go, oh. You know?
Well, but this, let's be honest, our world needs as many master healers and light workers and, you know, angel intuitives, you know, that we, I mean, we need as many as we can get, basically, at this point.
So I noticed something curious. There's not a picture of you on your website.
Yeah, I know. Other people have mentioned that, too. So I will need to put an actual picture of myself on my website.
Well, yeah, you know, and people can see your angels when they see you, and they can see your spirit guides unconsciously,
right.
Subconsciously. So where do you live, sweetie?
I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I'm in California. So that's where I'm based. And I've lived here now for going on 32 years.
Do you teach classes in the San Francisco area about angels?
No, actually, I haven't gotten that far, Star. I mean, I plan on in the next 6 months putting together some, you know, at least one or two workshops in my area. But for right now, I've just been focusing on doing, you know, like one-on-one angel readings with people.
Well, that's good. And I have a message for you from my angel.
Good.
And my angel says, for you to write the book in the next 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you, because actually Samuel's been prompting me to do that, and a couple of my other friends and clients have suggested doing that, but I just kind of like, you know, put it in the back of my mind, in the back burner. So thank you, Star, so much for giving me that message.
I want to be really clear, Julie. You can't
sure.
sit down at the computer and say, I got to write a book about Angel. It's going to have 3 chapters and about this and 3 chapters. You sit down at the computer and you write.
Okay.
And it's more of a channel thing for people
right.
like us than it
right.
is. Here's the outline. Than it is working by the outline.
Okay. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it, Star, with all my heart. Thank you again.
Okay. Mark? No? Okay. So tell me about wheels within wheels. Tell me about archangels.
Well, my experience with archangels, I work mostly with Michael and Raphael. And my experience with the archangels is that, of course, each one of them has a specific job in the angelic realm and here on the earth plane. And like Archangel Michael is, of course, you know as well, he's the archangel of protection. So whenever you're afraid or you're in a situation that's a little bit sketchy, you know, I always tell people to call upon Archangel Michael for protection. And I know that 5 years ago, I was in a very scary area of San Francisco. My friend Melinda and I had just gone, and we'd seen a play. And we were walking back because we were going to take Bart, you know, Bart home.
Yep.
So we walked past this little restaurant, and there were these three young men in the restaurant, and they turned and they looked at me, my friend Melinda, and they came out. And they started walking towards us. And Archangel Michael basically told me, be careful of these guys. They're going to try to, you know, mug you and, you know, take your purse and take Melinda's purse, but don't worry about it because I will protect you. And Melinda had no idea what was going on. And these three men actually came and stood right behind us. And I knew that as soon as the light turned green, they were going to grab our purses. But what happens is, all of a sudden, the San Francisco police car pulls up, and the cops get out of the car, and they walk up to these three men and start talking to them. The crosswalk light, you know, turns green, and Melinda and I crossed the street to safety and made it to the BART station without any problem.
Wow, that's divine timing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wonder where that divine timing comes from. And you know it's got to be your angels and spirit guides pulling as hard as they can to make everything flow in your highest good.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, of course, the whole way as I'm walking toward the BART station, in my mind, I'm like, thank you, Archangel Mike. I'm thanking him profusely. But I mean, I can remember, you know, he alerted me to those three men. And he, you know, he warned me that they were going to try to do something, but he also at the same time assured me that he would protect me. And he did, because like I said, just when I knew these guys were going to try something, the San Francisco police car pulls up. There's two police officers in the car. They get out of the car, walk right up to these gentlemen, and, you know, we safely cross the street. I mean, it was a miracle. It was amazing.
Yes, I mean, there's so many instances of I've heard people, you know, say, well, my own angel told me not to drive or my keys were lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I put my keys in the bowl on the outside of the door, by the side of the door. I spent 10 minutes looking for them, and then I found them in the bowl by the side of the door. And when I was driving, I saw this massive pileup, and I would have been in it if I was, you know, if I was 10 minutes earlier.
Right.
You know, and they work a lot with keys and glasses.
Yes.
I know the keys are about opening doors, and the keys are also about opening time.
Yes.
You know, so you're later or earlier or whatever. And the glasses are to bring to your attention that there's something you need to see or something you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen people put their glasses on a coffee table, their glasses disappear, and 20 minutes later, their glasses appear on the coffee table.
Yes.
And everybody in the house is looking for them. And some of your jewelry will do that, too, especially if you go to your mother or your grandfather. And a lot of people say, my jewelry's gone. And I said, well, what did you do? I put it in the thing that, you know, on my nightstand like I do every night. I go, wait a few days and it'll come back. And I sometimes believe that the angels take our jewelry and they charge it to a higher frequency or a higher vibration.
Absolutely, Star. I agree with you.
And I also think they deliver mail, you know. One of my best students was, she got a brochure from us. And she never was on our mailing list. We didn't have anybody in that whole town in Texas. And she got a brochure in the mail with her address on it from us, and we know for sure that we never sent it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, well, that's delivering mail. One of my other clients was at a retreat center and saw my brochure in the trash basket, picked it up, and came to my workshop.
Yeah.
I went, wow, now that's the angels at work.
Well, what I love about the angels is they never tell us what we want to hear. They always tell us what we need to hear at the perfect moment in our lives.
And for
me, when
you ask them a question and they're dead silent,
that
is a big no.
Yes.
That is a big no.
I recently did a reading for a client, and she asked me a question about her three sons. Well, I asked her angel Lorenzo, you know, can you please give me some information about her three sons? Lorenzo stood right in front of me. He crossed his arms in front of him, and he would not say one word. And I thought it was really odd because angels don't do that to me very often.
They will do that. If the mother knows something and influences the free will of the child, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they will get stubborn like that.
Yeah. Well, and then she got really mad at me because, I mean, I'm always honest. If a client asks me a question and I don't get information from the angel, their angel about it, I'm not going to make something up. I will tell them. And, in fact, I told this client, I'm like, I'm very sorry. I asked your angel Lorenzo about your sons, and, you know, he crossed his arms. He won't say a word, so unfortunately I can't you know, give you the information that apparently you're looking for because I'm not getting it from Lorenzo. But, yeah, that's true. I mean, our angels, there are, well, even Samuel sometimes, I'll ask him a question, and he'll just cross his arms in front of him, and he won't say a word. Right. And then maybe later on he will, but at that moment he won't.
You know, sometimes I say that's on a need-to-know basis, and your angel says I don't need to know that, even if they turn their back on me or something.
Yeah.
I think you can sometimes understand better than you not getting an answer. I was in
right.
the hate. I was in the hate in the 60s. Now standing outside of a beauty shop, I think I was waiting for somebody. A
uh-huh.
guy came up there and he's talking to me and he looks just as straight as he can be. I says, oh, you know, I'm a reader. I do this and this. And he says, well, can you tell me about my spirit guides or angels? And
mm-hmm.
his spirit guides were Huff, Puff, and something else. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, when are you going to come out of the closet? And his eyes get real big. I says, anybody who's got Puff and Poof or Huff as spirit guides has to be gay, you know?
I love it.
You know, you and they're smiling and waving around, and I'm like, you know, that was, you know, the 60s, and people weren't coming
yeah.
up then as much.
Right.
So, you know, and sometimes it's just so wonderful. They can be so funny. They can be
yes.
so real. You know, the other thing that people ask me and then get pissed off when I tell
mm-hmm.
them, they ask me, is my husband or 92-year-old mother going to die? And I say, yeah, she's going to die next month. And then they get pissed off at me.
Yes.
Because I answered a question that they asked, why did you tell me that?
Yeah.
And, well, if you ask me a question, I assume that you can handle the answer.
Correct, but they can't sometimes. And then you're right, they get mad at you. You're just like, I'm just the messenger. I'm just answering the question that you asked.
Mm-hmm. See, my angels and guides, you know, I'll see somebody in the mall or something, and they might have AIDS or HIV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk up to them and go, hey, my name is Star, you have AIDS.
Right.
You know, I don't do that.
Right.
You know, their angels or their guides will get them in front of somebody who will tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes it's a hard call.
Yes, that is
hey,
true.
Star.
Hello?
Hey, Star, I got a call. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. Hey, Steve,
hello?
You're on with Star and Julie.
Hi, I just wanted to say hello and to thank you for everything.
I love you, Stig. Do you have a question for Julie?
Anything that Julie wants to tell me, I'm not attached to anything. I just would be interested to find out what she has to say.
Well, I'd like you to know that your angel's name is Arthur, and he's 8 feet tall. He has shoulder-length brown hair and hazel eyes. He wears a dark green robe with golden brocade trim. So if he were to physically appear to you, that's what he would look like. He's been longing to connect with you. And I'll tell you how you can begin communicating with him. Actually, everybody has the ability to communicate with their angels. It's just a matter of, you have to trust in yourself and believe in yourself and have no fear that you can, in fact, communicate with your angels. So what I would suggest that you do is, this evening, if you would like,
yes,
go to a quiet place in your home. And do you meditate or do yoga or anything like that?
I do meditate.
Okay, great. Because if you can meditate, you can easily communicate with your angels. So this evening, get into a meditative state where you clear your mind. Say hi to Arthur. And what will happen is you will hear him say hi back to you, like in your mind. You will hear him say hi. And he might even say hi and, you know, with your name. And then you can ask him, a, you know, any kind of a question. And the first thing that pops into your head is Arthur's communication with you. He, in other words, like he will actually talk to you. And you're not making it up in your head. You are actually hearing Arthur. And the more often that you do this, the easier it will get. And you will, you know, recognize his voice and his messages from just your everyday thoughts.
Great.
That's a good exercise for you, sweetie. Thank you. I love you.
I love you. Thank you, Jean. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, Star, can I ask Julie a question?
Absolutely.
Of course, Mark.
Of course, Mark. Hey, Julie, thank you for the free information before the show started. I was just wondering, now that we're connected with the angel and everything, I say thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's fun to see what the names are. And, you know, for me, most of the time it's just about energy. But
right.
Can you tell me what the most important message is that my angel wants to give to me right now?
Gladys wants you to know that you are on your spiritual path, that you are exactly where you need to be in your life, and that you need to always trust your intuition. And also, Gladys would also like to start communicating with you one-on-one. So the information that I just gave the caller about connecting with his angel, I would like you to do that with Gladys.
Ah, perfect.
Because, Mark, you can definitely easily talk to Gladys. It's just a matter of you knowing in your heart that you can. That, in other words, when you do go to communicate with her and talk to her, that the messages that do pop into your head are actually from Gladys. You're not just making stuff up in your head. And
okay,
I would ask you, Mark,
you.
Do you meditate?
I do, but it's my meditation space has a tendency to be very, very quiet, where I just kind of sit in the space of no thought, nothing that's there, you know,
that's actually what's great is because when you want to start communicating in the beginning, you do want to completely clear your mind of all everyday chatter, because that's when it's very easy for you to listen, you know, hear your angel's messages. So when you clear your mind, you know, introduce, you know, say hi Gladys, she'll say hi Mark back, and then you can start asking her questions and, you know, her messages will pop into your head.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
You're very, very welcome.
And Julie, what is your website?
Sure. It's www.diva2todivine.com.
Excellent. And we can find out how to sign up for a reading on your website, an angel.
Correct. Exactly. I have my story. I have, you know, my services explain, you know, what you would get in your reading. And then I have a contact me page where you would actually request the angel reading. It's a very, very simple page. It's a very, very simple website. It's not
it
as gorgeous as your website is, Star.
And very easy to make your way through it. Very easy.
Correct.
All right. So any messages for the public from the angels? Any messages to
yes, the
women
messages
or men
to the yes. The messages are, our angels want us to focus only on love, light, peace, and harmony. What the angels have been telling me recently is that people are just getting so wrapped up and involved in all the negativity that's going on in the world, all the killings, all the war, you know, the lack of jobs, you know, all this. Basically, people are focusing on all this negative energy, which just perpetuates more negative energy. What our angels want us to do is just focus on love, light, joy, peace, and harmony, because when we focus on all that positive energy, we create more positive energy within our own lives and also within the universe.
And I also think too, when you
I'm sorry.
I think that's very important. And it's very important to focus love, focus healing, without telling God where to put it. Don't go.
Yes.
Don't go healing to Israel or love to Russia. You know, send
right.
out healing and love and say for the highest good of all concerned.
Correct.
Because if you have to create the healing in Russia, then there obviously you have to create the need for healing.
Correct.
You know, that, you know, so if you send out to the divine, to the planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, that is a very powerful way to pray. Highest
yeah.
good.
Exactly. Or send, you know, I always like to send love and light out to all of humanity. Like you said, not just one specific place. And also, too, when you focus on, you know, all the positive things in your life, you attract positive and loving people and positive situations into your life as well, when you focus on the positive instead of the negative.
Well, I think that's a very, very potent message. Thank you, Julie Bentley.
Star, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And everybody pay attention to your angels. Feel them, hear them, see them, and then get an angel reading with Julie Bentley. Thank you, Julie. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Star.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.